Revelation knowledge will be received tonight to bring changes in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, you may be seated. There's a little turn here in praying in the Spirit. John chapter 3, verse 27. I'll get back to my lesson on the seven wisdom keys. But there in John 3:27, it says, a man can receive nothing unless it's given to him from heaven. You see it? John answered and said, a man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. Do you see that? Now, on the other hand, if you look again in Matthew chapter 11, look at that 27th verse again, because it's also talking about revelation. Where God opens something up for you to see it, that only you can see it only if you yield to him and let your spirit connect with the Holy Spirit. But here God, in the 27th verse here, and you remember we're talking about that's the yoke you got to put on. You remember that, those of you who are with me. In Luke 4:18, we took off six yokes. We took it off with the anointing, didn't we? And so all things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father. Neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son. Now this last statement is so important in any type of spiritual activity.
Yes, sir.
It says, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. So both verses now, you looked at the verse in John 3:27, you looked at the verse in here in Matthew 11:27, and you look at 1 Corinthians verse chapter 2, verse 9, it leaves the senses, it leaves in the sense realm there in verse 9, then it goes to the spirit realm in verse 10.
Yes, sir.
1 Corinthians 2:10, I won't go into the natural realm. But here he said, but God has revealed, see that word there it is again, revealed them unto us by what?
His Spirit.
His Spirit, or by who? His Spirit. And you notice that the capitalized Spirit, that's the Holy Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yet the deep things of God. And so we see the Bible is a book of revelation. And once you get a revelation, there's nothing can stop you. Now, the Lord kept dealing with me. Go back to Matthew chapter 11 again. The Lord kept dealing with me about this text. Let's go in now to the 28th verse. Because there's something that the Lord showed me that we need to, my God, we need to get a hold of tonight. And your money is going to sit in your lap. I don't even know what this word means, but you'll never be a stool pigeon again. Satan try to set us up and make us out of stool pigeon. And we're really not going to receive what God wants to have. We got a box load, a truck load of scriptures. Truck load of scriptures. And still, ends not meeting like they should. What's up? I'm going to reveal it to you tonight. I'll show you where he was holding you back at. You start at six yoke. You put on this yoke right. You put it on right. You'll never be broke again. Now, Jesus said, and there's instruction here, Ron talked about this morning, instruction. We must teach people about instruction, follow instruction. All the way, all the time in a chemistry lab, they don't know what they're doing, but they're mixing different elements up, trying to make something come that they don't know. In the spirit world, the Lord, that's why you got to mix things with faith. When you're dealing with the Lord, because he's you got to put it in a mixer, because you won't be able to understand unless the faith that be blended right by the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Now, in this text here, in Matthew 11, 28, I want you to pay no kote labashika. Close attention to the first word. Pay close attention to the first word. If you don't do that one, you forget it. See, coming to God is not just coming and being born again. You must, to be close to God, you must keep coming. You don't never stop. You don't never stop. It's revelation after revelation, elevation after elevation, acceleration after acceleration. Did you hear what I said? It's revelation after revelation, then it's celebration after celebration after celebration, because you keep leaving the level of this world and the standard of this world and the ability of this system. You start functioning deeper into the realm of the Spirit as you keep coming to God and coming to God at fresh. And then God give you fresh revelation, fresh insight, fresh wisdom, fresh understanding, fresh joy, fresh peace, fresh happiness. Are you following me? See, don't mess with your stale revelation. They have completed their job. Revelation leads you to another revelation, and if you get stuck in a revelation, you will not be able to receive infinitum revelation. Revelation that does not run out. God never runs out. He always has something else to show you deeper than you can think. Are you following me? Now, you'll get your money tonight if you listen to me. He says there, putting this yoke on, getting this thing proper, he says, come unto me. Jesus said that, didn't he? Come unto me. And then he specified why you need to come. You're laboring and you're heavy in this area. In prosperity and finances, the church is laboring and they're real heavy. They're carrying a load. Huh? The Bible said he loaded us daily with benefits. Not all these bills. All right? He said, all ye that labor and heavy laden. Then he says this now. And I, only rest you can get in this area, I will give you rest. Now we're talking about keys, wisdom keys for prosperity. So listen very closely. I will give you rest. You come and I will give you rest. All right, go to the next verse. Go to the next verse. Go to the next verse now. Go to the next verse. Now, there's another command. There's another instruction. Don't just come. What's the first word there?
Take.
All right. Take my yoke upon you. So you got to take. So now come take. Come take. See, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence. You have to take your prosperity by force. Take my yoke upon you. I know that's what it said. Now here's another instruction. Not only come, not only take, now you got to put yourself in a position to learn. And learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find what?
Yes.
Now that's another aspect of your finances. God want to put you in a place of restful prosperity. What I say? For he says you should find rest unto your soul. Now, here's a few things you got to see. My goodness. And I'm back to that positive or the yoke that will we just read about that will take us into a prosperous position for the rest of our lives.
Yes, sir.
What happens to prosperity when my soul is not properly marked? Write that down. My spirit already knows. So how is the enemy stopping my being from being who I am? What happens if I don't permit the word, the Holy Ghost, to mark my soul right? If you are not prospering financially, and many of you are not, then the enemy have pushed your soul out of alignment. What I say? Boy, there's going to be some nights here tonight. I feel it in the spirit. We'll get beyond breakthrough. The enemy the soul is pushed out of alignment. Not properly marked. Are you here? You listening? And your soul is pushed out of alignment. Turn to the 23rd Psalm. Find that verse where he restores my soul. He restores my soul. You have to have a restored soul to sit at that table. And you can't really be fully anointed unless your soul is restored. He restores my soul. He can't lead you in the path of prosperity if your soul lacking up. He restores my soul. He leads me the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Oh, God want to do it. But tonight the enemy is in trouble. You're going to leave here with the answer you've been looking for the last 33 years. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Now go to the one, the fifth verse. The fifth verse, I think it is where he prepared tears for me. Why am I not sitting at that table? Your soul is not adjusted properly to sit there long enough to find out your stuff that he put on the table for you. He prepares a table for me, but he can't do it with a warped soul. A robbed soul. An ununderstood soul. Thou prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Where your enemy? Where your enemy at? In this world. In the presence of the enemy. Then he says, if I get you, you prepare a table, in the presence of my enemy, then I can anoint you properly.
Yes, sir.
I've been trying to anoint you, but your soul keep messing up. Yes. See, notice I never said your spirit yet.
Yes.
Your spirit adjusted and rested. Because
yes,
it's God's divine nature, his image, his likeness. So your spirit is cool.
Yeah.
It's your soul tripping. Thou prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Notice he said before he got to this table, he restores my soul. Therefore, there's a definition. My wife, I had my wife, my secretary found it, my wife wrote it down for me. I had never seen this definition for the soul. It said a soul is the principle of life, feeling, thought, and action in the human. The soul is the principle of life, feeling, thought, and action in humans. But there he said, thou prepare the table for me in the presence of my enemy. Now we're going somewhere.
Yes, sir.
Thou anointest my head with oil.
Yes, sir.
You can't handle prosperity without being anointed.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Notice all that have to happen before your cup runs over. So the reason most of our cup have not run over is because we got to go back and let him restore our soul. And where the enemy and religion and denomination and tradition and wrong preaching have pushed our soul out of alignment in our thinking, we're trying to get somewhere we can't go. You do not have a praise problem. You do not have a prayer problem. You do not have a money problem. You do not have a spirit problem. You have a soul problem.
Yeah.
that has to be corrected tonight. May the Holy Spirit help me. Your money will come so fast when you see these things. Your money will come so vast. Fast, vast. I'm talking about nervous money. You ever heard of nervous money? Just nervous. It's coming so fast. It's like rivers with stream running downhill. Just coming so fast. You're just nervous. Oh, my God. My God. Everybody say nervous money.
Nervous money.
And not on the wrong side of the nerve. So here you talk about your cup running over, but you can't handle running over a cup unless your soul is in alignment with your spirit. You can't handle it. You think you can handle it. It'll drive you out your mind. A lot of y'all, it'll drive you. You won't own it, but it'll drive you from serving God as you should. Unless you know who made it happen. I want to show you a revelation that the Lord gave me. And he told me, go back. I want you to go back while I'm here. When the soul is not marked properly by restoration, then the enemy persecute the soul. Make it unrestful and unable to connect with the spirit. Unrestful and unable to connect with the spirit. If it's persecuted, if it's out of alignment, if it's not marked right with revelation, with the word, then it cannot. You know what 1 Thessalonians 5:23 says, right? Huh? It, you know what Romans 12, 1, 2, 3 can say, right? See, it cannot connect properly. The enemy is robbing you through your soul.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir. Then the enemy persecute the soul, make it unrestful and unable to connect with the spirit. I'm going to show it to you in the scripture. I will show you. You will not need revelation. We're going to read some scripture and you're going to say amen. Because you're going to see it so clear. I mean, the Lord didn't even hide this. An ignorant person can see this. I'll show it to you. But what Matthew 11 was telling us, the soul must be put in the yoke with Jesus for protection. Notice he never said nothing about your spirit. Go back to it. Go back to Matthew 11. You need to see this because where I'm about to take you, about to usher you into another world. See. He's talking about take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I'm meek and lowly in heart. And you shall find what? For what? Then look at the next verse. For my yoke is easy. Ooh. All my financial yokes are easy. Because I got nervous money coming to you. And my burden is light. Go to the next verse. That's not the next verse. Thank you. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. But he said rest for your soul, right? You should find what? Rest for what? For your soul. Your soul need to be restful in the area of finances. Your soul need to understand that he who was rich became poor that you might be rich. Your soul must understand Proverbs 10:22. The blessing of the Lord make his rich, and I'm just going to quote a few, and add no sorrow with it. Your soul must understand Philippians 4:19. My God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Your soul need to understand Psalm 23:1. The Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. Your spirit already understand it. Your soul got to come back in alignment by revelation, by being yoked up with Jesus. All right. Stay with me a minute. Stay with me a minute. Wait a minute. A restored, prosperous soul cometh to you tonight. The enemy knows when your soul get in a position of Psalm 139:14. Help me here. Psalm 139:14. Where it says, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works. But here. When your soul get in that position about God and about the things of God, and that my soul knows what? And that my soul knows what? Well, suppose my soul don't know right well. It's out of alignment. The sequence in the spirit have been messed up. Once you get your soul knowing right well and restored and realigned, you will have every scripture you read about money. Once you follow instruction, wisdom, understanding, and knowledge through revelation, operating in faith and obedience. Oh, Lord, this is going to be a masterpiece. I can see it right now. But this will change your life, man. I'm talking about the Holy Ghost, you understand? He stirred me up in this. We have to locate what the enemy is using to shut us down. Just like he says, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made, and marvelous is his work. That's not only for healing. Come on, Apostle. That's for the whole redemptive package. Yes, sir. What I say? Yes, that's for the whole redemptive package. Ron, you even got shoes the same color me, boy. You something. the same redemptive. I tell you, you got the same shoes on. Redemptive package. See, how you be in the spirit and see that? That's in the spirit too. I'm seeing it. You have to think about the redemptive package. What did the blood pay for? The blood just didn't pay for you to be saved. The blood just didn't pay for you to be healed. The blood paid for you to be prosperous in your in your finances. Don't let nobody take that from you. That God desire for you to be rich in houses and land, in silver and in gold. Nobody can talk me out of that. My soul is in alignment with that. See? So this secret package, just because you're here, God is releasing this secret package that the enemy has been hiding. Keep knocking your soul out of line. Keep derailing you. Keep distracting you. Every time you almost get close to your gusher, Some of your unbelieving cousins visit you and drop a dirty dime on you. And die your soul with unbelief. Your soul must know how to sit at the prepared prosperity table. Let the anointing all flow and receive the cup running over. You better write it down. You better write it down, man. You need to reread this. Listen. Listen to what he said. Your soul must know how to sit at the prepared prosperity table. Let the anointing all flow and receive the cup running over. Oh my. Prasha katada lava. Prasha katata no kosha. Ura baba satake city. Psalm 7. When you leave here tonight, your soul will be marked for prosperity. All your actions from this night forward gonna be prosperous action. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Come on now. Come on now. Come go with me. Come on. Come on now. Hallelujah. I really don't need your revelation tonight. Let me reveal something to you. Put your mark stuff up. You will be remarked tonight with a reality that we have caught the thief. We have caught what he's using. We are breaking his hold on your prosperity. He will not hold you another day. You are crossing the line tonight. Not tomorrow morning, not tomorrow night. You're crossing the line. If you listen, we are going to cross. The Holy Ghost is going to hit this place so hard. We're going to, because you're going to know you cross. Your spirit is going to warm up like a fan. And your soul will begin to clap. Now, let me say this little side. Look how dumb my members are. They done missed this message. You can't catch this on no tape. You can't catch this on no screen. The climate in this room going to change in the realm of the spirit like you've never seen it before. I've been preaching a long time. I know when the Holy Ghost is going to invade a place. I know when heaven is going to invade earth. In here tonight, I got a few minutes. Heaven is going to invade this place. And you will not be able to think broke because you got too much revelation in your heart, in your soul, in your mind, in your senses, in your being, in your body. It's going to be everywhere. You're going to think rich, talk rich, walk rich, be rich, stay rich. Remember what the Holy Ghost said. He's had your soul pushed out of alignment. He's slick on that. So you can't mess with your spirit. Hmm. Come on now. Come go with me a few minutes. Psalm 7:5. Let the enemy persecute my soul and take it. What? Yeah, let him tread down my life upon the earth and lay my honor in the dust. Salah. What? I read that to show you that's what he's been doing. Now, I'm really going to show you. I remember last time I come up and I had to preach from this. Ron told me where it was. Psalm 143. Now you got to listen. God, dog, I feel a whole that go. You got to listen now. Whoa, something about to happen in your life that, come on now, that never happened before. I need somebody up in here. If you jam Revelation, it ain't gonna come out. You got to flow with it. You got to receive it. You got to be open. You got to, I'm listening. You got to, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to ride. I'm ready to flow. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to know. I'm ready to walk in more. You get tithed, sowing and sowing and tithing and tithing and confessing and decreeing and declaring and with no manifestation, not, no demonstration to compare with what I've been saying. Hallelujah.
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 Glory to God.
Glory to God.
I will get mine tonight. Once you're positioned here, there's no other way to stop you. Psalm 143, you may be seated. You get back up in a few minutes. You ain't gonna be down long. Buzzards got to wait on something to die. Eagles beaming on something alive. Pick it up and take it in the sky. You will never be a buzzard again in your finances. Everybody here become an eagle. You will never flap your wings like a bird no more. You will soar in prosperity. There's a wind coming up under your life. There's a wind coming up under your life. There's a current in the spirit about to lift you up above all bills, lack, limitation, insufficiency. The Holy Ghost can do it. No effort. See your finances. No more human efforts. See yourself not trying to flap your wings. In prosperity. Not, no, I'm an eagle. The wind of the Holy Ghost is about to push you into your rightful place. Somebody shout in here. Somebody give the Holy Ghost a chance to pick you up in here. Shout hallelujah. One of the reasons I'm preaching like this, my members not here. That's one of the reasons I'm preaching like this. Because they don't control me. You my members. This wind is blowing, I hear it. Everybody who want to be lifted tonight, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
financial lion roaring in you right now. Revelation. Revelation have woke up the lion. The anointing have woke up the lion. You from the line of the tribe of Judah. I tell you, because of the revelation, you listening?
Yes, sir.
Come on now. Because
yes,
of the revelation,
yes, sir.
Whether you know it or not, your soul has been marked.
Yes, sir.
Your soul will not accept no more Mickeys from the enemy. Your soul will say, I'm with the Spirit.
Yes.
Some reason we got to turn here and come back to, turn to 1 Thessalonians 5, 23. Some reason we got to go here. You don't quite know all about, but some reason we got to go here. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. That is right there. How what you mean sanctify me wholly? How do that happen? And I pray God, your whole spirit, your whole soul, and your whole body. That's Romans 12, 1 through 3. Be preserved blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now notice the next verse. If you just let me have it, faithful is he that causes you. Look. What's that? Philippians 2:13? What that scripture say? God is at work in you. Philippians 2:13? Let's look at it. Philippians 2:13. Tatalabashata. I'm almost through, children. Tatalabashata. Y'all want a little motor, don't you? Tatalabashata. See, this don't happen all the time. There's a roaring anointing in me tonight. Ooh, my. Nobody can stop me if they even try. You can get contrary. You can go to cussing. You can't stop me tonight. That anointing is flowing. Come on, Philippians 2:30. Where are they going to sleep back there? Who back there? Go slap them. Philippians, it's in the Bible. New Testament. My God. I'm going to shut these things down forever one time. Go back to my old school. Still, they still ain't fine. One of them fell out. They still ain't fine. They fell out. It's in the New Testament. For it is God which worketh in you. Faithful is he that calleth you who also will do it. For it is God which worketh in you both the will and the do of his good pleasure. And listen, Psalm 35, 27. Ah! Look at it. Let's find out what God's good pleasure is. Let them shout for joy. Be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yeah, let them say continuously, let the Lord be magnified. Now listen to what he said after that, which has pleasure. That's a declaration being made here. I can't kundalabasha. I'm going to try to pick it up. Somebody might have to help me. There's a declaration being made here. It's in a song. Sin. What verse that is? Find it for me. 118 what? 118:25. Oh, Lord, not tomorrow. Oh, Lord. Not the first of the month. Oh, Lord. Not Friday. Oh, Lord. Tonight become Friday, the first of the month, your birthday, your wedding anniversary, whatever you want to have some money for. Your vacation, all that come here tonight. The Lord say, he say him now. I beseech you, Lord. Oh, Lord, beseech. I beseech thee, send now prosperity. There are some now prosperity in here. Revelation plucks faith, open God piggy bank. Come on now. You're closer than you think. I'm going to go about 20 more minutes. You're closing what you think, though. The devil's a liar. Jesus is the Messiah. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Stay in Jesus' presence. In him I live, I move, and I have my being. In the manifold wisdom of God, in the unsearchable riches of Christ, I have boldness, access, and confidence. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You will leave here with boldness toward prosperity, access toward prosperity, confidence in your prosperity. Yes, sir. Now, all I can do is preach it. I can't believe it for you. But if you think it's a regular night, you are extremely weak in the spirit. This is no regular night. The Holy Ghost, I got 20 more minutes to preach. The Holy Ghost is going to hit this place. And you're going to get an anointing that you never had before. That anointing is going to be so strong when you talk, money is going to start moving. Promotion is going to start coming. Thoughts, revelation is going to come. Enlightenment is going to come. Money enlightenment gonna be in your life the rest of your life. You're gonna know what to do, when to do it, how to do it, where to do it, what you're doing it for. All of your lack are cut loose with an axe. The tree that is not producing in your life, come down tonight. And in no sense, it's coming in the ground. If it's not going to produce, we're going to cut it down. Whatever principle you've been using, whatever thing you've been trying to make it with, cut it down tonight, because you got a brand new revelation in your mind, in your soul, in your heart, in your hand. Your soul alive when they tell you you're not going to make it. Tell it, you didn't get that from that teaching I got the other night. You lying to me. Shut up. Get in alignment with the Spirit. Devil, take your hand off my soul. Devil, take your hand off my soul. Devil, take, in the name of Jesus, devil, take your hand off of my soul. Stop trying to confuse me. Stop trying to give me a double mind. Go back to Psalm 143. Here's where you're going to get cut loose at. You're going to get cut loose. We're going to cut loose. Everything's going to get loose. And listen, in the spirit, your money is like this. Come on, see me. Your money is ready to jump on you. That money is saying, give me a little crack. Give me a little open. You don't have to open the door all the way. Just give me up where I get in there. Your money is setting over your head and your life just like this. ready to jump on you and make you the most blessed person on your block. I can't explain how it happened. All I can tell you that Jesus did it for me. I got a revelation in that role that I got to get my soul in alignment with the Holy Ghost. Tell the person next to you, you know you're not going to ever be the same no more. Don't even lie to yourself. Don't even lie to me. If you're listening, you cannot leave here with no hope for your faith to work with. God has opened an avenue for us. It's no longer just a well. It's river flowing now. Tonight, I'm hearing in the spirit, tonight you're baptized with money. You will have power in the marketplace. They will see you when you're coming. Because you have tonight a Holy Ghost account. No more cheap stuff. You're going to wear the best, drive the best, give the best. I feel the Holy Ghost happening here. Come on now. I feel the Holy Ghost happening here. I feel the Holy Ghost happening here. I feel the Holy Ghost up in here. Anybody else feel the Holy Ghost? Anybody else feel the Holy Ghost? I feel the Holy Ghost. Oh my goodness. I can't take much more. Oh my goodness. Don't play nothing now. Don't play nothing right now. Who do I shine? That dirty spirit that's been holding you out from your wealth, I command him in the name of Jesus, come out now. I'm supposed to be blessed. Come on now. Receive the thing, man. You back to the 143rd Psalm? I just want to read a few things to you in my closing. First verse says, hear my prayer. O Lord, give ear to my supplication. In thy faithfulness, answer me, and in thy righteousness. And enter not into judgment with thy servant, for in thy sight shall no man living be justified. Now notice verse 3. For the enemy has persecuted my soul. He has smitten my life down to the ground. He has made me to dwell in darkness. We're talking about prosperity, you know. As those that have been long dead. Now watch this. I read this. Watch this now. since he messing with my soul. Look at verse 4. Therefore is my spirit overwhelmed within me. My heart within me is desolate, ruined. My spirit can't get out what it's going to get out because my soul can't connect to it right. My spirit got it, but my spirit got it. Oh my, how many of y'all believe your spirit got it? And so because I didn't know to get my soul straight, therefore is my spirit overwhelmed within me. How can I get it to her? My heart within me is ruined. Ooh, I remember the days of old. I meditate on all thy works. I muse on the work of thine hand. I stretch forth my hand unto thee. My soul thirsteth after thee as a thirsty land. And then the psalmist said, pause there. Because the next verse going to hit your heart. You see, my spirit, go back to verse 4. My spirit is overwhelmed. My spirit, oh my goodness, Lord, help me. Look at verse 7. Hear me speedily, oh Lord. Look what it says next. Look what it says next. My spirit failing. Is that possible?
No.
So what's happening? Soul is blocking. He said, overwhelmed. Now he says, my spirit faileth. My spirit is not able to produce like you designed for it to produce because my soul is out of line. My spirit faileth, but my spirit is not failing. Hide not thy face from me, lest I be like unto them that go down to the pit. I'm going to ask a question. It's not a nice question. Don't raise your hand. Don't jump. Get happy. How many of y'all finances in the pit? Can you lay down for 2 weeks? If you can't lay down for 2 weeks, you're in the pits. Can you miss 4 days? Here's your night. Can you go on vacation for 2 weeks and say, I think we're going to stay 3 weeks? Can you do things that your pocketbook don't talk to you? That's what we're here for tonight. There's an anointing in this house tonight that your finances will never talk to you anymore but yes and amen. There's an anointing. You got to listen to this thing over and over again. And anointing keeps jumping out at you. Listen. I got to close. Listen. Come on now. Listen, come go with me a minute here. Verse 7 said, hear me speedily. I need some help now. We are about to get something speedily up in here. Revelation rushes things. Revelation makes 186,000 miles a second. That's light. Revelation faster than that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Come on, teach
it. Enlightenment is faster than light. Enlightenment come by the one who made light. You receiving enlightenment tonight. Not just light. All darkness is being invaded in your finances. Everything been holding you back will not hold you anymore. Believe it. Receive it. Don't let me preach like this tonight. Don't let this glory hit this place. And you're not going to walk in this glory. Don't let this be another night in your life. No, it's a turning point in your life.
Hallelujah. Come on,
I preach myself in a nest up here. I feel 16 angels dancing up here. 16 prosperity angels. They said, if you bring it to them, I'll push it. If they take it, I'm going with them. I'll make it come to pass. If they hear my word, I'll make it come to pass. I'll knock every stock that blocking them out the way. Oh, Lord. I'm about to go to a word here now. This word I see, all right, Holy Ghost. I see this word as a lifting word. You know. Now, I want you to, when I mention it, some of y'all are going to know what it is. In verse 11. First word. Wait, what? Simon said, I went through all this mess, now I'm going to my roots. Quicken me, O Lord, for thy name's sake. Quicken my prosperity for thy name's sake. I yield my soul to your will, God. I would not stay in the same position I was before I came to this prosperity revival. I'm getting my word tonight. Thy word is... Hebrew 4:12. The word of God is quick. You has he quicker. The soul of the spirit have cut through the traffic tonight for you and showed you a revelation. Come on now. Showed you a revelation. What's been your revelation? And bringing you into financial rest. Financial rest, financial rest. I will have financial rest the rest of my life. Come on, say it. Don't be scared. Don't be counting the bills. Financial rest is upon me now. Financial rest is upon me now. Financial rest is upon me now. Boy, this some kind of sermon here. This the Holy Ghost talking. Financial rest. It's on my life now. Financial rest is on my house now. Financial rest is on my ministry now. I'll never be broke another day in my life. The money just keep on coming. I got to close, children. Them boys got some other things they got to do. I got to close. I close, but I'm going to give you this. Quicken me, O Lord, not just for me, for thy name's sake. Look, he says, what? For thy righteousness. Turn to Psalm 112. We must not embarrass God's righteousness. Turn to Psalm 112. Turn to Job 1. Psalm 112, verse 1. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Do what the Bible says. Blessed is the man that fears the Lord, that delight greatly in his commandment. You know, I believe we got a house full of people like that. So why we don't go all the way? Go to the next verse. His seed shall be what? Where? Not in heaven. Y'all better try to get to heaven. No, he's mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. You ready for this? Go to verse 3. You ready for this? Verse 3. Somebody better dance up in here. Woo! Woo! Look what it says. This other stuff got to get out of my house. These bills and limitations, you must leave my house tonight in the name of Jesus. I'm a righteous man. I'm a righteous woman. I got a right to have riches and wealth in my house. Wealth and riches. shall be in his house.
And his righteousness
endures forever. Job chapter 1, verse 1. I got a cold. Job chapter 1. That was a man. That's you. Aren't you a righteous man?
Yes,
there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. And that man was perfect. There he is right there. And upright. And one that fears God and ensured evil. What happened to him? Next verse. There were born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. Big family, isn't it? Go to the next one. What is God trying to do here? What is God trying to equate righteousness and right living with wealth? Is that what he's doing? And I'm proud to believe that most of you all are living right. And no reason you shouldn't have it, baby. And not after the night. See, you can't be a lamb all the time. You can't be a dove all the time. Every now and then you got to turn into a lion. Behold, I give you power to tread upon serpent and scorpion, and the power. His substance also was 7,000 sheep. God, double. Not 700. Who's saying this? Who talking? Why would God talk about this? 7,000 sheep. And three. Yeah, God looking for somebody to brag on. Psalm, no, Jeremiah 33:9. You better mark that. 3,000 camels and 500 yokes of oxen. And 500, you don't want to go to Solomon's house tonight. I ain't going to overwhelm you. And you don't want to travel with the Queen of Sheba tonight. And 500 she-asses in a very great household, so that this man was the greatest of all the men of the East. Why would you just equate Job with when the enemy attacked him? Just go on to the end of the book and see he got twice as much. Why you want to look at his crazy wife who live in luxury when things got a little bad? She want to act up. Quicken me, O Lord, for thy name's sake, for thy righteousness' sake. Bring my soul out of trouble. What do you think he was doing tonight? What you think we're here for? Huh? And of thy mercy, cut off my enemies. And destroy all them that afflict my soul. For I am thy servant. For a few moments, give the Lord some crazy praise. Come on, Shaka. We'll take a Rosa Yaya. Glora Basata. Somebody jump up and shout. Somebody see themselves with no bills. Shout. I bet you everybody gonna put their hand up now. Watch what I'm gonna say. I bet everybody in this house gonna put their hand up. You ain't gonna be able to find nobody with their hand down. What I'm about to say now. Reach up and grab your supernatural debt cancellation. Hey, glory to God. Grab it. Grab it. It's in the atmosphere. Grab it. Oh, grab it. It's in the atmosphere. Grab it. The Holy Ghost is yet to cancel your debt. The Holy Ghost is a debt cancellator. The Holy Ghost is the prosperity Lord. Grab it. Grab it. Now grab your money out of the atmosphere. Money coming to me now. Grab your money. Money coming to me now. Grab your money. Money coming to me now. Shout again now.